The Talmud Yerushalmi in Arvei Pesachim, the 10th parak of Masechet Pesachim in the opening Gemara, gives a number of reasons for the obligation to drink the Arba Kosos, the four cups of wine which we drink at the Seder. Among the reasons that are given, the most famous is one which we are all familiar with because Rashi on our Gemara, the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah quote this, is the reason that the four cups of wine correspond to the Arba Lashonos of Geula that are mentioned at the outset of our Parsha. Hashem tells Moshe to communicate to the Jewish people that we redeem them and liberate them from Egypt, and we have multiple, in fact, four different terms that are used. V'hutzesi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. These are the four terms of Geula that are used. The Arba Lashonos of Geula, says the Gemara, this is the basis for the Arba Kosos. Now, it should be clarified that the simple understanding of that Gemara is not that it's an actual bona fide source, but rather it's an asmachta, it's an allusion or a remez, a hint. But in fact, we generally assume, and this is actually explicit in the Talmud Bavli, Im Sochem, Kuf Yod Zayin, Imud Bet, that it's explicit, and we assume that the Arba Kosos are actually only a rabbinic mitzvah. So if they're only a takana, a din derabanan, what does it mean that the Arba Lashonot of Geula are the source? The answer is it's not really that they're the source, as much as it's an atzmachta or a remez to the four cups. Why do we have four? Because of the four Lashonot of Geula. But yes, it was instituted by the rabbis, it's not a din d'oraisa. An interesting side question, parenthetically, should be asked, and that is, even if we have four, because of the four Lashonot of Geula or any of the other reasons, but why dafka cups of wine? Why not four of something else? Why not four matzahs or something like that? So there is an answer, a very beautiful answer, that was suggested a little over 50 years ago by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in a shir that he gave, and it's been quoted in a number of the svarim of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and now recently even another svarim, that explains as follows. The four Lashonos of Geula were not randomly chosen, and they're certainly not identical or even synonymous. Rather, each word describes a subtly different stage in the redemption. Not only are they different stages of the redemption, they are each progressively and increasingly greater in their redemption and their liberation. It may have started with v'hotzesi, but then it got better. It wasn't just hotzesi mitachas sivlos mitzrayim, but it was better. Hitzalti eschem. Totally freedom from the avodah, from the slavery. And not only that, better than that, v'ga'alti, you could go free. But not only will you be free, lakachti eschem li la'am, you'll become my chosen people. So each one of the terms, says Shlomo Zalman, is not just different, but it's an increasingly greater liberation and freedom. Says Shlomo Zalman, most foods when you eat them, the first piece or the first sample that you have is the most delicious and the most enjoyable. And then it only goes down from there. However, one thing is unique about wine. If a person who actually enjoys wine and appreciates wine, with each cup, a person becomes even more happy and more joyful. And therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, wine is the perfect item to express the progress of chayrus, of redemption. That just like each stage got better and better, each cup we enjoy more and more. In terms of the halachos of the Arba Kosos, there's really a tremendous amount of literature, but briefly to mention two aspects of the mitzvah of Arba Kosos. The first is that the Mishnah there in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, as well as the Gemara a little bit later on, develops the idea that there is a unique chumrah, a stringency when it comes to Arba Kosos, despite the fact that it's only rabbinic mitzvah. And that chumrah, that stringency, is that a poor person must do everything he can in order to fulfill the mitzvah Arba Kosos, and his poverty and his limited amount of money is simply not an excuse. And therefore, based on the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch rules that a poor person must go so far as to even borrow money, hire himself out, or if necessary, sell the clothes off his back in order to have enough money to be able to purchase the wine for Arba Kosos. This psak, which is, again, based on the Mishnah of the Gemara, is actually extended without any Talmudic source, but extended by the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. And the Rambam says that just like by Dal Kosos, it is also true by Neros Chanukah that a poor person must do everything he can, even to sell the shirt off his back, to get candles for Chanukah. And there, in that context, in Hilchos Chanukah, the Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam learned this from Arba Kosos. What's the common denominator? What's the link between the four cups of wine and Chanukah? Says the Magen Mishnah that both of them are mitzvos of Persumei Nisa, of publicizing the miracle. Persumei Nisa, when it comes to Arba Kosos, is to our family, the Chabura, the people we're having Seder with, and of course Chanukah outside to the entire world and the public. The question is, even if it's for Persumei Nisa, that doesn't really answer the question. It just kind of begs it. Why does that matter? Why should we be more machmir with these two mitzvos? So you tell me because of Pursum and Nisa. But so what? Why does Pursum and Nisa make it more machmir? So the Avnei Nezer, in a very important tshuva, explains that usually when we say poverty is an onus, it's an excuse for not doing the mitzvah, it's actually more than that. If a person really wants to do the mitzvah, and the only thing holding them back is they don't have the money, says the Avnei Nezer, we view that, it's considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvah. Amazing. However, says the Avnei Nezer, that's only limited to regular mitzvos. But mitzvos that are pisume nisa, where the goal is not just to do the mitzvah, but to communicate, to publicize the miracle to people around you, so then, even if you have a good excuse, but if you didn't do it, for whatever the reason, doesn't matter how good your excuse is, but if you didn't do it, bottom line, uvda, the desired publicity, the desired result, simply was not met, it did not occur. Therefore, suggests Avnei Nezer, being poor does not excuse you from fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore you must beg or borrow or do whatever you can in order to get the money to fulfill this mitzvah. A final note, interesting question, some poskim ask, why don't we make a birkat hamitzvah before drinking the four cups? We say bar paragafen, but that just allows us to drink just like we would during the week or at any other point. But if this is a mitzvah to drink the wine, shouldn't we have a bracha beforehand, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvos avitzivanu, lishtos arba kosos, or something like that? So one answer is suggested that by a number of sources, the Mari Bruna, the Pri Charash, and really first the Or Zeruah, that we only make brachas on mitzvahs that occur all at once. But a mitzvah which is done in parts, or there's an interruption, a hefsek in between them, even if it's a necessary interruption, we can't make a bracha on that. And when it comes to arba kosos, we know we don't drink it all at once. We break it up into parts with the Haggadah in the middle. The Chasam Sofer explains, because we're worried that if you made the bracha before on the first or the second cup, what if something happened and you couldn't finish, you didn't have all four cups? And therefore, we only make brachas where you can do all at once a mitzvah. But if you have to break it up in different parts, like the four cups, then we don't make a bracha on mitzvah.